Cuba and much more. Today is Wednesday, November 1st, 2023. Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez thanked New York State legislators for calling on President Joe Biden to lift the blockade imposed on Cuba for more than 60 years. In a letter published on Monday, the lawmakers led by Senator Jabari Brisport also urged to reverse the restrictions imposed by former President Donald Trump, including Cuba's unjust inclusion in Washington's unilateral list of state sponsors of terrorism. All 25 legislators also signed the letter addressed to the Majority Leader of the Federal Senate, New York Democrat Charles Schumer. As of this November 1st to 2nd, the United Nations General Assembly will debate and vote on the draft resolution entitled Necessity of Putting an End to the Economic, Commercial, and Financial Blockade Imposed by the United States of America on Cuba. The U.S. blockade siege has been nearly unanimously condemned by the international community for the last three decades. However, the unjust and illegal policy was reinforced to unprecedented levels in the context of the COVID-19 pandemic, with the declared purpose of strangling Cuba's economy to provoke a regime change. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel called on the international community to join his country in condemning the blockade imposed by the United States on the island for more than six decades. In his profile on the social network X, the president recalled that on November 1st and 2nd, the draft resolution entitled Necessity of Ending the Economic, Commercial, and Financial Blockade Imposed by the United States of America Against Cuba will be submitted to the United Nations General Assembly for its consideration. The international community has ratified its rejection of this unjust and illegal policy for the last three decades, and last year, the resolution presented by Cuba was approved with 185 votes in favor and two against by the United States and Israel. Cuba continues implementing Law 143 of the criminal procedure with the introduction of new penal institutions such as the criterion of opportunity, the prohibition of approaching the victim, and the sentence of conformity. The criteria of opportunity, one of the institutions included in the law, provides the prosecutor's office powers to decide to refrain from carrying out criminal action. The opportunity criteria are applied when the crime was committed recklessly or in cases where it is intentional. Its sanctioning framework does not exceed 5 years of deprivation of liberty. The prohibition of approaching the victim, the relatives, and family by the accused for the possible commission of a crime is another precautionary measure included in the provision. To compensate the victims, the law also established precautionary measures such as the prohibition of alienating property and the bail, seizure, or preventive deposit of property. Cuban Ambassador to France, Otto Vayan, said on Tuesday that his country and its people are grateful to the friends of the world for their political and economic solidarity against the U.S. imposed blockade. At a meeting with journalists and guests in Paris on the occasion of the new vote at the United Nations General Assembly against Washington's hostile policy, the diplomat pointed out, in response to a question from Prensa Latina, that without the support received from countries, renowned figures, organizations, and individuals, it would have been much more difficult to resist a blockade imposed for more than 60 years. Fayon expressed confidence that this universal support against Washington's economic, commercial, and financial blockade will be felt once again at the UN General Assembly in New York, where 2 days of debates on a new draft resolution calling for an end to that course of measure will begin this Wednesday for the 31st time since 1992. Fillon insisted on his words of gratitude to all those who on French soil and in the world have made solidarity with Cuba an objective of their lives. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.